Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, yeah. Hell, not a
love at all. SRV bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, the outstanding columnist for Yahoo Finance. Check that out at finance.yahoo.com. Right, Rick? Is that the best way to find you?
Yeah, finance.yahoo.com.
All right, so check that out. And the books are available. Rebounders, also Liberty for All. Rick's two outstanding books. Liberty for All is the new one. Rick, the stock market has settled down in the last few days. But for the last week of August, first week of September, it was a real roller coaster. Tell us why folks shouldn't be concerned now about that roller coaster.
By the way, I would say by no means has the stock market necessarily calmed down for good.
But it has settled down from where it was.
It has for a little while. We could certainly see that same sort of volatility throughout the rest of the year, though.
You're just trying to make us feel better, right?
You need to be realistic about investing in stocks. I mean, we've had a 6-year bull market. That's a long time for stocks, mostly to just keep going up. So people, you know, it's normal for people to be worried if you have a retirement plan or whatever, and you're looking at this. However, I think it's worth going back and reminding people. This is not really telling us that there are major problems with the U.S. economy or that we are looking at an imminent recession. There's really no reason to think that at all.
Right. There
actually are a lot of things that are going right about the U.S. economy. I'll just tick through a few of them, Jim. Job growth has been good. We're averaging about 200,000 new jobs per month, that has been very consistent over about the last 2 years. So that's good news. At some point, we have to see wages start to go up as more people go back to work. The unemployment rate, it doesn't tell you the whole picture, but it's down to 5.1%. Also important, the housing market is really finally coming back online. I mean, we had a very long housing bust. It took a long time for housing to recover. That's really important. That's a big part of the economy.
Right.
And housing is coming back now. We're getting back to a more or less normal housing market where people are able to get loans to buy houses. People are spending the money on appliances and other things to fix up their houses. So these things are all going right. I can't say that everything's terrific in America. It's not.
A couple of things that I've been pointing out to remind people about is that corporate balance sheets, and I'm talking about small companies and big companies, corporate balance sheets are in much better shape than they were 7 or 8 years ago, and the banks are much more capitalized. So we don't have a fragile financial sector. And when I say financial sector, I'm including balance sheets. We don't have that like China does. China's got a very fragile, and that's one of the big things, I think.
Absolutely not. And we obviously have a lot of transparency. And for all the complaining about Dodd-Frank and the unfair rules on the banks and they can't make a profit, well, guess what? The banks are making a profit. They're just not making as much money as they want. And as much as people may dislike all those new regulations on the financial industry, they are actually doing what they were supposed to do.
My complaint about Dodd-Frank, Rick, is that they didn't know how to stop it and keep it from getting out on Main Street. That's the problem. Main Street didn't cause the
problem.
And that's where Dodd-Frank is a big brush that they're painting all of us with. I want to change subject a little bit because we got a Fed meeting coming up this week. I'll be doing my Fed Watch show on Thursday for this. So what do you think the Fed is going to do? A lot of people think they're going to raise rates this week. And as you know, I'm still standing by my prediction that they will not again this time.
Your prediction is going to be wrong. Your prediction about them not raising rates in 2015, which I'd like to remind your listeners you made at
that's
the beginning
exactly
of the
right.
year.
Thank you for pointing that out.
I think you're going to be wrong on that, but my guess about what's going to happen on Thursday is that they will not raise rates, and I think the reason they will not is simply that there's not going to be enough agreement on the Federal Open Market.
In the FOMC. It doesn't need
to be unanimous.
Right.
But it certainly helps if if the votes are heavily in favor of making a policy decision. Mm-hmm. And I think there are still enough doves on that committee who say it's just not time yet, that they're not going to, they're just not going to have enough enough consensus. So I think by December they will. My personal view is they should raise rates in September. I just don't think they're going to be able
well,
to.
I want to give you a fair warning. If they don't raise rates till December, I'm taking that prediction. I'm claiming that.
You can have it, Jim. You can have it.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Okay, Jim. Always enjoy it.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, columnist for Yahoo Finance. Don't forget to check that out, finance.yahoo.com. And every one of his columns pretty much have a little video of him either interviewing or being interviewed, so you can see his handsome face and maybe another good-looking person there on the screen. So check all that out at finance.yahoo.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.